This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsbrook, CEO of Taken TV. Join our growing network. For more information, log on to our website at takennetwork.tv. Host your own show or be a sponsor of one of our shows.
Time for a new kitchen? Floridian Kitchens specializes in quality cabinetry, design, and craftsmanship with locally sourced products to fit your vision. We are conveniently located in Stuart and can be reached at 772-324-0998.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
And good morning, this is Wednesday Live.
Yes, it is.
You look like you're alive this morning, David.
I am.
All right.
Sporting his new headphones.
These are my interim headphones. They're interim.
Yes, my other pair, the good pair, ceased to function.
Ah, so you are in a shopping mode at this point, I suppose.
I just ordered some. They'll be in tomorrow. Yeah. But in the interim, I bought these for $5. So
cheap.
I would say inexpensive. Yeah.
Where do you find? No, I don't even want to know. I was going to ask.
It
where
was
you
an
could
office
find
supply
like.
Store locally that okay. had. They were trying to get rid of them. Maybe now I know why.
Oh well, I can hear you all right. So the headphones have nothing to do with what's coming through the mic.
Absolutely not.
And welcome, Karen, and Dave, of course.
Good morning.
Part of our team, and I'm Jonathan, and we are blessed this morning to have Pastor J.C. Church with us. Are you able to hear us, and do we have a good connection?
We have a good connection, my friend.
Fantastic.
I hear you well.
Welcome to sunny Florida down here. You're on air, and we have some exciting events that are coming up we want to be talking about, because there are some issues that must be addressed. Leaders need to be equipped to address those issues, and the body of Christ needs to be strengthened in their understanding as well. So tell us about what's getting ready to happen, Pastor J.C.
Well, thanks, guys. We're really looking forward to coming back to Florida again. We'll be with you guys Tuesday night. Pastor Tim Throckmorton, who serves as our FRC National Cultural Impact Team Trainer, will be joining me. I have the privilege of serving as our National Director of Ministry Engagement. So we're going to be with you guys, meeting with pastors, patriots, freedom lovers on Tuesday night to try to inform, equip, and motivate, and hopefully give a perspective of what we're seeing across the country and what's at stake and how we better answer this call in this critical moment in time.
All right, so you know, some people hear FRC and they don't have a clue what that is, and some of our listeners that are just tuning in may say, you know, and who is JC Church, and what is this all about? So tell us who you are. I mean, I know that God made you special and you have a high calling on your life. Tell us who you are and what you do, and why you have a passion to see the body of Christ make a difference.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm the lead pastor and founder of Victory and Truth Ministries in Ohio, and you know, most importantly, a father of three and grandfather of five, and we're involved in this cultural war. And the Family Research Council was founded in 1983 by James Dobson, a name that maybe most of the listeners are familiar with. We have an operation and an office in Washington, D.C., an incredible team there, you know, defending faith, family, and freedom from our nation's capital, working closely with legislators and then working across this country, raising up pastors, faith leaders, faith influencers to answer the critical moment that we find ourselves in our nation's history. We have a little over 15,000 pastors who have said, look, we need to speak up and speak out and be very involved on a local level. So we spend a lot of time working with pastors. We've been in 13 states in the last 10 weeks with hundreds of pastors and leaders on the ground who recognize we're reaching a very, very serious tipping point, and our job is to help them be equipped and empowered to properly engage and be effective and very efficient on a ground level where they are, being real torchbearers of truth and occupying and getting involved in the process.
So we have two events coming up. One is going to be in the Port St. Lucie area. It is going to be at Grace Emmanuel Church, and that is at 707 Kitterman Road, Port St. Lucie, Florida. That is July the 27th. At 7 p.m. That's on a Tuesday evening. And JC, who should be planning to come to this event? You know, we're talking about pastors, but is this an open event? Parents, should they come along? Who should be looking to attend this event, and what are they going to be able to receive?
Yeah, absolutely. It's open to those who want to come. Certainly, we focus on pastors and force multipliers, but also people who are very concerned and want to be active, want to be involved, and want to know what they can do. You know, we've got to ask ourselves some tough questions. How did we get here? What are we dealing with? And exactly what can we do? We will attempt to try to frame that night and provide some resources and direction and next steps for those who are concerned about the undeniable open hatred and hostility towards all that is God and good, the indoctrination of our children, some of the values and where we're going. How do we begin to turn that? How do we get involved locally in our schools, in our local, you know, leaders, and how do we make an impact? So we're going to try to unpack some of those things and hopefully empower them and certainly encourage them and challenge them and help them know all that we have learned across the country and all the incredible resources that FRC can provide for them if they choose to really get involved. And I think we're in a wake-up moment, and prayerfully, you know, they will, and certainly anyone's welcome to come.
So if you have a burden, you want to be a part of seeing an awakening, revival in a sense, and a restoration of biblical truth in our nation, and you're ready to be a part of that. You might be a youth leader, you might be a pastor. We certainly want the leaders to hear this and make plans to be there. And I'm excited about this event that's coming up, because this is going to be an opportunity firsthand to hear exactly what's taking place. You know, we're talking about the CIT, and tell us what a CIT is. Tim Throckmorton, I guess he is involved in what he's going to be sharing some that evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Tim is our new National Community Impact Team trainer, and what we're trying to do is help people really understand that, you know, all power and morality is local, and we've got to occupy, we've got to own our backyards, and our community impact teams are individuals that say, you know what, I'm ready to get involved. What do I do? How do I impact my community? How do I serve my community? And we provide training to help, whether it's a group in a church or just a group of concerned citizens, to come together and equip them on how to make an impact locally. We really are encouraging people to understand how to run for school boards, how to get involved in the local process, how to attend city council meetings, get on city council, how to serve their community. Let's be salt and light, but let's get out and be involved and be gatekeepers and watchmen on the wall. So our CITs, our community impact team training, and what we provide is the next steps for individuals that say, I'm frustrated. Because I can tell you, Jonathan, as we've traveled this entire year, I've seen a real shift from early in the year, from an overwhelming sense of frustration, to now an undeniable sense of a fight. Parents and people are upset, and there's this overwhelming large numbers of people saying, I want to do something. Let me give you one illustration. About a month ago, we put together on a week and a half notice a Zoom school board training for those who would want to know how to run for school board, and over 1,000 people registered to be a part of that Zoom and to get that information in a little over a week and a half. Now, I've been in this space for 20 years. That's just one of many examples all across the country. I've never seen that type of a groundswell where people are saying the indoctrination of our children, whether it's the critical race theory issues, all the governmental overreach, we're at a critical point in time, and I want to challenge everyone to know that's listening today that the pressure moment we're in today does not kill us, it reveals us. And the true church has got to answer this call as the left is awoke, the right is awake.
Wow, that's tremendous. I know that here on the Treasure Coast there is without question an awakening that's taking place, and we have a strong representation that's attending the commission meetings, the school board meetings, that are connecting with one another from church to church. And this isn't a denominational issue. This is really it's really an issue of saving our nation and saving our families, and it's without question this is a pivotal point for us as a nation, and it's something that I love to see. I can see a lot of activity, and what you're sharing just really confirms that. You know, I constantly bump into leaders, however, that simply do not understand that there is a fight. I was with a group of leaders, and one of the pastors, in fact, Randy Wilson, what had shared, and he was talking about what was going on. This was back some time ago. And one of the pastors at some point interrupted and said, what is this agenda you're talking about? What agenda is there that's in place to destroy our biblical foundations in the nation? What is this about? So, JC, why is it important that we get involved in this at this time? For those who are questioning and saying somebody else should do it.
Well, we many will go down that path thinking somebody else is going to do it, and it never gets done. And I would say that, you know, unless we've got our head in the sand or choose to be naive, I often sometimes say, I don't know what Bible some people are reading, but there is no doubt about it from the time, just as an example, seeing a sitting president being censored. Now you're seeing the Facebook police, you're seeing this administration last week mention that censorship is one step to silence. And this is the wake-up moment, unless we're so naive that when we look, as an example, at the border, and people will say things like, can't you see what's going on? Don't they understand that crisis? Well, what we may view as a crisis, others may view as a plan. that the leftist, socialist, Marxists on the left want to destroy us at this point in time. There are people who hate America. And again, we're talking about a nation, 4% of the world's population, 40% of the world's wealth, 85% of all global missions find its origin from the soil of America. For God to be through with the world, he's got to be through with America. And I don't think he's through with America. So the strategists from hell hate us immensely, and it is a battle of values. And so we do have a small window of answering the call and rising up as our gatekeepers and being involved. We just cannot stick our head in the sand and be that naive anymore. This is a time, I think you've got, I would define it this way, you have true Americans and everybody else now. There are true Americans and everybody else. So it's an issue of our freedoms and our rights, and we are called to be deeply involved far more. And so I will tell you, what I've prayed for 20 years, I'm seeing finally a real, true awakening. Our meetings that we're having, I just had a meeting, what was supposed to be last week, with 10 pastors. When I showed up, there were 50. Hmm. So we're seeing guys just, they're concerned and coming out, and I think we're going to have a great time next week, and hopefully we can add some value to the leaders there and some support as we try to give some perspective.
If you're just tuning in today, this is Wednesday Live, WCNO in Palm City, Florida, 89.9. And with us today, I have J.C. Church, and we're talking about an upcoming 2 days of events. It's coming on July the 27th. That's Tuesday, July the 27th at 7 p.m. And this is a Family Research Council briefing. And this is going to be taking place at the Grace Emanuel Church, 707 Kitterman Road, Port St. Lucie, Florida. And if you want more information or you are not able to jot this information down as you're driving or maybe at work, you can call the station. We'll be able to get that information to you. And the second event is going to be on Wednesday. So Tuesday evening, the 27th, at Grace Emanuel Church, 707 Kitterman Road, Port St. Lucie, Florida, and Wednesday evening, July the 28th, again at 7 p.m., but it will be at the Grace Place Church, 1550 Southeast Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. And J.C., both of these pastors, Pastor Sam Chess from both of these churches and also Pastor Rick Addison, both of them are strong partners in this mission of the awakening and restoration in our nation. And so I know that many people know both of these pastors. They're leaders. They've been in the community for a lot of years, and God has blessed their churches. They've been willing to take a stand in regards to truth, and this is important. You know, JC, I have at times some who will contact us here at the radio station and say, the church should not be involved in politics. And it seems to me that we shouldn't have to answer that. But how would you address that? I mean, I know the whole idea of the community impact teams is the church needs to be mobilized and needs to get involved. So why is this the church's mission? I mean, aren't we supposed to be locked into the gospel, or is this part of the gospel for us?
Well, I believe clearly it's part of the gospel. I think it depends on how someone looks at things. If we were to play that card and your name was Esther, while she was hiding in her church, if you will, praying and fasting and singing worship songs, every Jew hangs and dies. If you're Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and you capitulate like everyone else, your willingness to stand in the face of the fiery furnace, and if you will, the fiery furnace is a picture of our nation burning with godlessness, burning with evil and darkness. Their ability to stand allowed the unsaved heathen king to get a revelation of God he would have never received. We are called to be involved. Many times when this issue of being politically involved, etc., I'll tell people, man, I don't like that stuff either, but here's what's happened. The moral issues have been hijacked politically to the point people think they're political when in fact they're moral in their nature. I'm not political, but I have been accused of being too biblical.
So we're going to speak good for you.
Truth to the issues. And so it's how you look at that, because we sometimes can use these words as an excuse, if you will, but we're going to stand and give an account. I believe it's a stewardship issue that we have to be involved, and we're called to do so.
Well, amen. Once again, if you're just tuning in, and I know we have a lot of listeners that are driving today, and you're just tuning in and wondering exactly what we're talking about, this is Wednesday Live, and there are two events coming up on the 27th and 28th. Same presentation, same team. One is in Port St. Lucie at Grace Emanuel Church. The other is at Grace Place Church in Stewart. And one's on a Tuesday evening. That's the Port St. Lucie event, the 27th, July the 27th, 7 p.m. And then Wednesday evening in Stewart at the Grace Place Church, July the 28th at 7 p.m. And you know, one of the things that I see here has to do with the biblical worldview. Where is the church at large, and why do we need to address this?
Well, we're at a very critical place in our country. Currently, we only have 6% of folks have a biblical worldview. And the simple way to look at that is a worldview is how you interpret the world you see and the players on its stage. And then secondly, how you interact with what you interpret. And so our worldview determines our behavior. It determines how we get involved. And so we have just had, from historical revisionists, from people just attacking the biblical truths to the watering down of the gospel, we have a secular worldview that is taking us down a very dark path in terms of our values and virtues, which always bring victory to a people. So we are very, very committed and have launched here at FRC, very exciting, a biblical worldview center where we are providing to leaders, and we'll be talking about this, some incredible op-eds, booklets, information. We'll be developing curriculums that will be age appropriate to get us back to that point that we're able to help people establish a biblical worldview and get rooted and grounded and anchored in truth. But it's a very important issue in helping people, go deeper and wider in their faith, in their understanding, in helping them in their homes to develop a personal biblical worldview.
So as a pastor, leader, we are sending out the invitation, would like to encourage churches that are able. I know many churches have events on Wednesday evening, so maybe an entire church couldn't just stop and come over to the Grace Place, but some of you can, some leaders could, some groups could. Certainly many pastors and leaders from the Treasure Coast could either be a part of the meeting that's going to be at Grace Emanuel on Tuesday, July the 27th, 7 p.m., or else down in Martin County in Stewart at the Grace Place Church. And both of these churches have plenty of parking, well-lit parking lots, and of course, 7 o'clock, it's still going to be light. And these are going to be powerful presentations. And you've been doing a lot of travel. You mentioned some of that. Can you tell us a bit of a story of a region or an area where the people are have been actively connected, and they are not only praying together, worshiping God, but they're also working in their community to see a transformation? Do you have any testimony of where that might be happening, or a story of that to encourage people that would say, what's the use? What's the use? It's too late. What can we do now?
Absolutely. Absolutely we do. Well, let's encourage people to know that when you get into a battle, your first objective is to break the will of your opponent to not even want to fight. So the adversary would love for us to say, why try, why vote,
right.
why get involved, and we simply can't do that. We had four events with over 400 leaders in Minneapolis, Minnesota area just a few weeks back, 87 counties in the state of Minneapolis. And as a result of that, 22 of those counties have what we call the CIT patriotic gathered stand voice, and being involved locally is where you're the most effective. It is all local. All power, morality, and politics is local. They had in one of our districts, our CITs got involved, and a school superintendent was pushing very hard the critical race theory. They got so deeply involved, they outed him and have taken over that. And we have several examples of several school boards and across the country where parents have got involved, got into positions, ran, took over the school boards, and are dealing with some of these far-reaching issues that are overreaching and indoctrinating our children. So there are pockets of that we've seen in Arizona, Minnesota, all over the country. And I would just challenge all of your listeners today who are listening that I saw a sign. I would give credit if I knew who wrote the quote, but I as soon as I saw it on a poster, I wrote it down. It didn't have the name, but it said this: I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I'm changing what I cannot accept. And that all starts locally. Locally, we are to be missionaries involved in our backyard and see this as being salt and light. So we have examples that are very encouraging, but I'll tell you what it took. It took one leader with passion and a decision to say, I'm going to get involved. I'm not going to sit back idly and take this any longer. It's time to be involved, and it's happening all over the country.
Well, praise God, and that's really exciting. In just a couple minutes, I'm going to ask JC if you would just pray over this meeting and over our listening audience. But once again, I want to remind you of these two upcoming events. Get it onto your calendar, into your phone. Get it written down. Plan now to be a part. If you're a pastor, a leader, if you would please make this available, this information available to your leadership. If you are a leader, would you please pass the information on to your pastoral teams and encourage them to be a part of this event. And it's coming up on July the 27th, 7 p.m., Grace Emmanuel Church, 707 Kitterman Road, Port St. Lucie. And then in Stuart at the Grace Place Church, 7 p.m. That's Wednesday evening, July the 28th. And so please make plans to be with us at these two events. And JC Church, you are going to be with us in the studio, I believe, coming up on the 28th. And so we are looking forward to that as well.
I'm certainly looking forward to it, my friend. And thank you for your leadership, your voice, and all that you guys do along the Treasure Coast. And really looking forward to being with you next week.
Amen. Would you just pray over our state here and over these upcoming events as we agree with you today?
I would be honored to. Father, we humble ourselves before you today, God, and we pause for a moment to bow, to acknowledge you and your sovereignty and your goodness. Father God, we need you. As we bow before you, we ask, God, that your grace and your mercy would touch our nation. You would turn the hearts of leaders on a national level, on a state level, in the state of Florida, state leaders and local leaders. I pray for pastors and faith influencers, that God, that you would touch their hearts. Prepare us for this week and the meetings next week in Florida, for those who will come, that it will be an encounter and an empowering experience.
Amen.
That we can be difference makers. Bless Jonathan, his team, this listening audience, that we would step into our passions and in our purpose, and that you would put a fresh oil upon us, that we could be difference makers, God. And I just plead your blood over my friends and pray the blessing of the Lord. May your face shine upon them. May you rest with them with the goodness of God. Use us as your hands extended,
Amen.
God.
Amen.
We humble ourselves at the foot of the cross and lift you up and ask for your wisdom and for your protection. Give us discernment beyond both age and experience that we can make the maximum impact as you use us, God. We ask for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, JC Church, great to have you with us today on Wednesday Live, and we look forward to what God is continuing to do and in these great meetings that's going to be coming together next week. And so God bless you, keep you and your family and your church healthy and strong, and may the Lord add his favor and his anointing to your efforts. We would pray in Jesus' name. We love you. Blessings, brother.
Love you, man.
Take
Thank
care.
You, man. See you
all
next
right.
week. Bless you all.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. All right.
Wow.
Karen, you were quiet the whole time.
Yeah. Just listening very intently.
What did you think?
Well, what came to my mind is the quote by Edmund Burke, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing."
Amen.
You know, and all the while he was talking, I was thinking, you know, when we grew up, when you went to public school, you know, it was just the thing that you did, and the parents never thought anything about it because you were going to get an education, reading, writing, arithmetic.
Yeah.
And it was just what you did. But I think, you know, just slowly, like the pot of water with the frog, when they keep turning the heat up and the frog doesn't notice, we haven't noticed what has been going on behind the scenes, you know, because we've always been trusting people. You know, our nation is very good, trusting people that live biblically, you know, for many, many years. And it's time to fight. I just wrote down here, we're now in a place where we are forced to fight.
Yeah. Yes.
And to, you know, I think it's easier to maintain something than it is to regain it.
Right, right.
And so now we're in a fight, and we just can't sit anymore and not do anything.
No, we can't. And God is speaking to his church today, raising us up. And every person that, every baptized person that has the Spirit of God, God has a plan for how you're going to address these issues. And he'll show you and he'll get you in there. And I loved, at some point, Pastor Church said, talked about people getting their, you know, sticking their head in the sand.
Right.
Very
mm-hmm.
typical, very an excellent image. So I wrote down, instead of putting your head in the sand, get your head in the game. That I think
I like it.
But that's what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church today.
Yeah, yeah. Rather than being a sideline critic,
yeah,
get up out of your seat and go down and get on the field.
Amen.
And this is my day to be on the field. Dave, it's your day. Karen's
yep,
your day.
Yep.
And we have a sense of urgency and divine appointment in our coming together, even here in this radio station. We sense that God has called us together for a time such as this, for this season. And our desire is to see the kingdom of God advance rather than retreat.
Yes.
And so, you know, the church has been kind of quiet. I remember that my mother, as, you know, her latter years of her life, she had some dementia, and then it progressed into Alzheimer's. And I remember when Mom was kind of losing a little bit of her clarity in regards to what it meant to be a Christian and stand up in the marketplace, not just stand up in church. A lot of people would stand up in church, and we had, you know, testimony meetings, and, you know, people would share. But as much as that is necessary, we also must live this life at the well. Jesus was living the life at the well. When the woman came up, he was focused on doing, he said, the Father's will.
Amen.
The Father's will. And part of that was to bring the gospel to her right at that place. And so we're given an opportunity. We still have an opportunity. We still have freedom. We're blessed in this nation. And may the Lord make us all missional to where yes. we realize I am on a mission. I am on assignment. God has appointed me, and
That's
God
right.
has anointed me for that appointment.
Amen.
And this is the day that I must stand.
And well, one go ahead. Quick, just go ahead. One quick thing is that you know the in the Bible in the New Testament when the New Testament addresses the issue of the church, it's not the building you meet in. Today we got this mindset: my church is that building down the street, nice brick building and all that stuff, and I go there to worship. Well, no, the church is the body of Christ. And the church is God's people moving in the power of the Spirit out in the world
right.
to do His will. You, but God blessed you with a building so that when you worship and it's raining, you don't get wet. But it's not a place to stay.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Just remember that.
Right.
Okay.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.
And I am so glad that you have joined us today. This is Wednesday Live coming to you from WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And every week we are right here. Thank you, Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, for sponsoring this program, being a sponsor of it. And I heard that Ma and Paul are going to be joining us this morning. Looks like they are here and ready to share. And I might just say, you know, you might want to hold on to your hat today, because Ma and Paul, they are definitely going to speak to us out of their heart. Amen. Well, during the last few weeks, we have presented several stories concerning Ma and Paul and the challenges they have faced. God has supplied them with grace sufficient to sustain them. However, we all know that when spiritual attacks on believers are relentless, there comes a time when it's necessary to retreat and have some solitude with God. Ma and Paul are now at this point, and they are in dialogue about just how to address a strategy to meet it.
Hey, Paul, come on in the parlor and have a sit. My, oh, my. You look like you've been run over by a semi.
Well, Ma, I feel like it, too. I mean, I ain't got much going for me right now. Well, if I didn't have several things to do around here, I'd just fall into the bed. And I mean right now.
Me too, Pa. I feel like my arms and legs are about to fall off.
I'm figuring we're spiritually weary, Ma. I mean, we've been giving and giving for the last few weeks, working with folks to bring peace where there's arguments at the church, in town, even with family. Why, we ain't got even one whole day to do things around the farm.
Yeah, I know, Pa. I got washing and mending piling up, and I ain't cooked a regular meal for us in days.
You know, Ma, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Now, don't get me wrong. I fully understand about your heavy schedule in ministry, but I gotta tell you, I'm getting a mite tired eating Pop-Tarts and pork rinds for breakfast.
Pa, No, I've been away at all hours helping folks. But you got some cooking skills, don't you?
Why, some, Ma, but lately I ain't been too energetic in that regard. And it takes a lot of thought and effort to prepare food.
Pa, we got microwave dinners in the freezer. All you got to do is take one out, follow the directions.
Yeah, I know, but I've been kind of a mite skittish about using the microwave ever since old Pete Zucker nearly drowned.
You mean that fella what lives on a houseboat on Cathead Lake, north of town?
Yep, that's him.
How in the world does using a microwave lead to a fella almost drowning?
Well, old Pete was fixing his supper in it. He told me he'd made stuffed peppers, and because he likes them really spicy, he'd mixed in a bunch of his grandma's hot sauce. 3 minutes into the cooking process, the microwave exploded.
Oh, no, it just blew up?
Sure did. And old Pete got thrown right through a winder.
And he lives on a houseboat and he can't swim.
Oh, he can swim all right, but he was unconscious.
From being knocked out of the window?
No, from smacking into the jet ski what was going by his houseboat at the time. He hit that feller what was driving it and got knocked out.
Oh my goodness, Pa. So you're right, he could have drowned.
Yeah, but he was blessed, though. The feller on the jet ski picked up old Pete and took him to the shore. Then they called 911.
Well, does anyone know why the microwave blew up?
Well, Pete said that the hot sauce his grandma gave him might have got mixed up with something else.
Well, what else could that be?
So, old Pete says his grandma loves to race go-karts, and she makes her own special blend of fuel.
Races go-karts? I ain't never heard such a thing.
Yeah, well, she races in what they call the Uber Senior Division, according to old Pete.
Uber Senior Division? What does that mean?
Well, that's for folks over 90 years old. I believe she's 97.
So, you're using this story to explain you're not cooking up food in our microwave?
Well, no. Actually, ours is broken. Quit working about a month ago. I just haven't had time to fix it.
So why are you telling me the story about Pete?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because it's such a good story.
Well, I can tell you definitely need a good rest. You usually don't get so silly till later in the day.
I know you're right, Ma. And I can tell you're tired, too.
Oh, does it show that much?
Yeah, it does, Ma. I noticed yesterday when you were wearing them really old pair of pantyhose, well, they was all wrinkled and torn. You'd never put on anything so ugly as that if you was all bright and bushy-tailed.
Pa, I don't wear pantyhose.
Oh, then I was seeing your actual leg skin? Oh, my. Well, we better make an appointment with the dermatologist.
Pa, let's get back to the point we started with before you get deeper into trouble.
Okay, Ma. So, anyway, we was talking about needing some good spiritual rest.
That's right. And now I'm thinking we better have a greater sense of urgency, figuring from our current conversation.
Right you are. And, you know, I just spoke to our interim pastor and told him our situation. Well, he said we ought to do something and go somewhere for a few days, get away from all our troubles, and pray, read our Bibles, take good naps, and just enjoy God's peace. He does this once a year. He calls it a retreat.
Now, Paul, that sounds real good. I could use a getaway from here for a spell. And now that we're on the subject, there's those other folks like us what need some peace. Folks at the church who've been helping us with all the foo-for-all, getting a new pastor. And then all them other believers in the churches what been trying to bring the gospel to the lost folks around here.
Oh, for sure, Ma. Wow, just the other day I was talking with Buzzy McCabe down at the police station. Well, he was telling me all the craziness in the land has stirred up folks so's they do some unusual things. Well, he said he had to chase down two old fellers racing down Main Street on their riding lawnmowers.
Man, oh man, what's coming next?
Well, that would be Doris McDonald. She was so incensed over them fellers racing, she grabbed several cantaloupes from a fruit stand and threw them right at them.
Are you kidding, Pa?
I ain't, Ma. Well, she had good aim, too. One feller got hit right on the head, and he turned right into the other feller.
Oh, my. Was anybody hurt?
Oh, not really. But both mowers ran over the other cantaloupes and shredded them something fierce. Old Doris got splattered bad. Well, she had to go home and change clothes.
Lordy, Pa.
I'm telling you, Ma, it's getting kind of wild these days. Old Buzzy said he might just retire early.
Well, sounds like he needs a retreat, too.
For sure, Ma. So I'm thinking we ought to make an effort to do all our chores around here and then get away for one of them retreats.
Well, I'm all for that, Pa. But where could we go?
Well, I believe old Pete Zucker's houseboat is available.
He don't live there no more?
Nah. After his near brush with death from that exploding microwave oven, he moved in with his grandma.
You mean the one that makes the hot sauce and the go-kart fuel?
Yeah, that one. But he says he feels more secure being off the water. And he told me that if he ever has another microwave oven blow up in his face, the worst thing that could happen is he'd be launched into the cow pasture. And they got a lot of cows. So he's confident he'd land on some soft piles.
Okay, Pa. I think I get the idea. So let's get to work so we can get out of here.
Amen, Ma. And listen, about my comment earlier on your leg skin, I'm really sorry.
That's okay, Pa. I understand. So why don't you get washed up while I make you some lunch?
Oh, Ma, that's mighty nice of you.
No problem, Pa. So how do you like your pup tarts? Rare, medium, or well done?
Count on Ma and Paul to have a spirited discussion about almost everything. However, the point has been made that they are at the end of their rope, and they need some special and spiritual time with the Lord. The advice they got from their interim pastor to take a retreat may also be the answer for you. If your hard work for God has left you spiritually weary, there comes a time when every Christian needs to do like Jesus did. Get away from the crowds. Go up a mountain and spend some time with the Father. If your weariness can't be fixed with more sleep, and if you are finding yourself running out of passion and zeal long before your mission is done, then we suggest you ask the Lord to lead you to a place of prayer and peace where He can minister to you so that you can eventually return and continue your ministry to others. Well, it might be a good time for us all just to pause for a moment and lift up our hearts to the Lord and say, Father, in the midst of this crazy, crazy world we're living in, yes, it seems so many things that we had always thought were trustworthy and steadfast and dependable have just kind of been broken, and they seem to be unreliable today. But we are so glad, Father, we can turn to You and turn to Your Word, knowing that You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, that Your love is steadfast. And, Father, that that scripture about the wise and the foolish builder still applies to us today, that though the wise man built his house, his life, his plans, and his future on the sand, there also was a solid rock to build on. And the wise man who heard the words of God not only was a hearer, but a doer also, built his house on a solid rock. And the storms come. Yes, they come. They come for the unbeliever, the unrighteous. They come also for the righteous. The winds blow, the water rises, the tides may come and go. And after the storm has passed, the house that's been built on that solid rock, a solid foundation in Jesus Christ, is always going to eternally be secure. Oh, yes, we may take a little bit of a beating in the process, and our feelings and maybe our physical flesh house might be a little tattered through the process, but our faith, man, will be strengthened, and God will and always does sustain us. To that part of our family today that needs to be strengthened, may Your grace lift them and strengthen them and restore them in Jesus' name. Well, so glad Amen. You're listening today. This is Wednesday Live, and we've had a great morning so far. We had J.C. Church with us, who's talking about an upcoming event that's going to take place next week, and I trust that you will be able to attend. I trust that if you're a pastor, you're a leader, a youth leader, maybe a concerned parent, a concerned part of the body of Christ, maybe someone who has retired, and you are here in our beautiful state saying, what does God want me to do with the rest of my life? It might just be that you are being raised up at this time to stand up a little taller than maybe even you've ever stood in your life and make a mark for the kingdom of God, and be a part of seeing a great awakening, a great restoration in our nation and in our communities, in our schools, and of course in our courthouses and throughout our churches and our land. Watchmen on the Wall Family Research Council briefings coming to Port St. Lucie, July the 27th, 7 p.m. It's next week, Tuesday, July the 27th, 7 p.m. at Grace Emmanuel Church, 707 Kitterman Road, Port St. Lucie. You can call the station if you are not currently able to jot down that information, and we'll be happy to share that with you. Tuesday evening at the Grace Emanuel Church in Port St. Lucie, and Wednesday at the Grace Place Church, 1550 Southeast Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. And, of course, both of these events are at 7 o'clock. J.C. Church was with us this morning. He's going to be in the studio next week. And I'm not sure, that may be the first time J.C. Church has come to the studio. A lot of times we call people and talk to them. But anyhow, he's going to be with us next week. And this is going to be a great couple days of equipping the body of Christ right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida. Amen.
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 I believe we have some mail from our family, and we always love to share that.
We certainly do. I wanted to piggyback on the prayer, that wonderful prayer you offered for our listeners at this time. And just to say that, you know, we always encourage people to contact us if they have prayer needs. And that is, there's several ways to do that. You can go to our website, and there's an email contact you can use and just type out your prayer briefly, and or you can call the office. And then we also encourage people, if you're looking for a Christian businessman who to meet a need that you have or whatever, that we'd be happy to refer any of our business partners to you. Well, I had a lovely lady, Jill, in Hobe Sound, who called us earlier this week, and I was able to take the call, and she was looking for someone to help her fix her stove. We don't currently have any appliance repair people.
And WCNO is not a stove repair organization. However, we will take your calls.
We will, because, you know, it's an opportunity for us to help you, pray for you. And I was able to do that, give her some guidance and direction, and pray for her. And then we got a follow-up email that someone, she'd made contact with someone, and they're working on fixing that.
Take care of that. Mm-hmm.
But lift it up, because never miss an opportunity for prayer. And if God's leading you to call us 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, there's always somebody here.
Might give those numbers out.
Yes, you can reach us at 888-221-8990. That's our toll-free number from just about anywhere. 888-221-8990. If you're in our local 772 area code, you can catch us at 221-1100. That's 221-1100. And if you get a voicemail, because there's usually only one person here, and if we're on the phone, we'll get back with you. But just to know, don't pass up the opportunity. And if you're looking for someone to help you, we may just have someone to refer you to. So that's from Jill, and thank you, Jill. And then I had another prayer request from...
All right, let me just say this while we're still talking about Jill, because, and you mentioned this, if you own a business, you might want to consider becoming a business partner with us. And a business partner or a ministry partner, if you are from a local church or anywhere up and down the Treasure Coast, even down south, Dayton, Broward, and north, Indian River County, and north over around Okeechobee, and you would like to be a part of this ministry, support this ministry, at the same time, give us an opportunity to get the word out about who you are, what you do, and how people can get a hold of you. It is a great way to build the kingdom and at the same time get acquainted, so people will be able to find you. Amen. And that is extremely reasonable, David, starting at $140 a month, and all of that goes into our operational budget here at the station.
That's right.
So, you know, when you are a partner with us, it builds the kingdom, it lifts up Jesus Christ, and it also gives you an opportunity to get acquainted with our huge audience.
Absolutely. We are one of the largest stations.
We are.
With the 100,000 watt broadcast energy. What did I say? 10 of the 67 counties we broadcast into, but over 30% of the Florida's population.
Big deal.
Are potential listeners of this station.
Amen. So you have something else?
Well, I do have. We have a brother, Trent, in Fort Pierce, a very faithful man of God. And he continues to pray for his wife, for her salvation. And we've joined him in that prayer.
We're going to do it right now. Yeah, amen.
Father God, we thank you for our brother Trent and his loving heart for his wife. Thank you that not only he loves her as a man should love his wife, but he loves her as a Christian should love his wife who needs to come to know Jesus. And so, Lord, we just lift her up. We pray you speak to her heart. Father, you cut through all of the things the enemy has put up to keep her from hearing the gospel and appreciating the message of the gospel. Father, to destroy any strongholds that keeps her heart closed from the truth, and to bring her to Christ. May she, at the foot of the cross, finally, Lord, open her eyes and see what Jesus has done for her. And overwhelmed by that truth, Lord, just reach out her hands and invite him into her life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Karen, do you have some mail?
I do. I have a little note here from Janine in Lantana. She's one of our very faithful listeners and supporters.
Excellent.
And she just says, may God bless this ministry in Christ alone. Amen. Thank you, Janine, for that.
That's excellent. Wow. And, you know, whether it's a short note or a letter or whatever, you know, when you send those along, they're always a blessing to us. And we go through every piece of mail, and I always look for notes to see if they're in there. And hopefully we will never miss one. Once in a while, someone's written on the back of a piece of paper or something, and we kind of find it after we've opened the mail up. But we do look for your notes, and they're very encouraging. Mm-hmm. Your prayer requests, of course, you can make those online as well. If you want to go to WCNO.com, you can leave prayer requests. Praise reports on the same form.
Amen.
I know it says prayer requests, but a praise report can be left there as well. Dave and Karen, you know, we are well in our way at this point through the seasons, as far as I'm going to say our budget year.
Right.
And in October and also April, these two times of the year, we come to our listeners. And I want to just say today a big thank you to all of you who support this ministry. Amen. I want to thank you for your prayerful support, Gideon's Army, that is praying for us on a daily basis as God brings us to mind. Understanding that we are front line. We're out here on the front line, and it's very important that we have the prayer support and also the financial support. And you may say, well, what difference will my $100 make, or what difference will my $30 a month make, or what difference will even a gift of $500 or $1,000 make? It makes a huge difference, because when all of our family comes together, the load is very light. Mm-hmm. And so we want to thank all of you who give to make this ministry possible. And Karen, I believe it would be appropriate for us just to mention again, when we sent out all of those flyers and, during our fundraising times, we didn't hear from all of our family.
No, we did not.
And we would like to.
We would love to hear from everyone, even just a note. Just send us a note. Let us know you're listening.
Just a note. And I believe that very possibly there are some of our family that just haven't got around to it.
Sure.
To sending in your gift from this last prayer and share. And I've noticed the incoming mail has slowed down a little.
Yes.
And that could kind of happen. You might say, well, it's summer. People are on vacation. Well, school's going to be starting up, and such forth. But could I encourage you to remember WCNO? And if God has touched your heart and directed you to be a part of this ministry through your donation, would you please do that? That would be a blessing as we are looking forward to finishing this season strong, as we will move toward our next stewardship campaign. And that's really not that far off. A couple months out, we'll be coming back again. But if you made a pledge, would you prayerfully consider fulfilling that so that we can finish this season strong? Karen, one more time, give out the phone numbers, contact information, and we're always looking forward to talking with our family.
That's right. That toll-free number is 888-221-8990. And you can also correspond with us at the website, WCNO.com.
Amen. 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 Dave, was there anything that JC Church said today that stuck in your mind?
Several things, but the one thing that particularly got me was the truth that the biblical worldview needs to be developed, certainly here in America, but all over. And that even within the church, there's some lack of appreciation of what that really means. And
give us a 30-second explanation. What is a biblical worldview? We're talking about them coming to town to minister to leaders about a biblical worldview. What is that?
It is by understanding the Word of God sufficiently to look at what's happening in the world around you and in the larger world and addressing that from a biblical perspective.
Okay.
That's
very good, and we're almost out of time.
Okay,
so.
Well, there you go.
and so that's exactly what it is, looking at our world from God's perspective, and I think that is really fantastic. Well, we're going to have to go at this time, and we look forward to meeting up with you again next week.